You are tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon at bringingdowntheband.com and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, and Team Backpack. Support the New Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
Episode 94 of the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7th. I make beats. I got the hard drive to prove it. I do want that smoke. Longevity with the chalice is in front of me. How are you, sir?
I am well.
Good to see you.
How are you?
Doing pretty well, man. I can't complain.
All right.
In the corner is always fresh to death, rocking the Printfinity camouflage tee. Support your local businesses. Pay that brother. Pay that man. I think that's a rolly on his wrist, but I ain't gonna blow him up. DJ J Diff.
Salutations.
What's going on, man?
Hey.
That's it?
Yep.
That's all you got?
Yep.
You saving it for when we go to the run now, right?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know what this is, but...
I don't know. Sean picked it.
Yeah. He usually picks something like this, so...
I just pick random.
Oh, yeah. I know what this is.
Most people know what this is.
Yes. I know what it is.
It's kind of a classic.
It is.
I'm cool. The voice that... Yeah.
Is it what I think it is?
Breast?
Maybe it's not what I think it is, but anyway.
Well, there's the first ding for this episode. The incomparable DJ Spools is back from his travels around the world. Man. What's up, my good brother?
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you too, man.
Haven't heard that hello, Michael, in a little bit, man. It's good to hear that.
It's good to say it.
I forgot to do that.
Yeah. What?
I forgot to do
that. Oh, for the Knight Rider. I see. They might not be old enough for that. Nah, some will, but they might not catch that. Shout out to Michael Knight. Knight Industries.
Kid.
Kid was that dude.
Michael.
Y'all remember when the car got smashed up and it was still on the intro? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was mad about that. Super pursuit mode.
Kit was something else.
Yeah, Kit's voice was, what's my man's name? What sitcom is that?
No idea.
Boy Meets World.
Ben Stein.
Yeah. That's what it is. Mr.
Griffin.
Freeney. Mr. Yeah. Freeney. That's what it is.
You know, in high school, I had an 87 Trans Am that looked very, very similar to the Knight Rider car, and it had a digital dashboard.
This is a fact.
Which was very different for that time.
This is a fact.
He was balling.
No.
I don't know about that.
I saved up my money.
Yeah.
Bought all the girls.
Long was a hard worker during the high school era, man. Yeah. He worked for what he had. I ain't gonna front
him. Is he still now?
Probably not.
Just in high school.
$1,900
for that. I'm gonna go with yes.
Swag, too.
Swag.
Until I wrecked it.
That's a whole nother story. Red August is in the building. Pay that man.
Brother does good work. Pay that man.
Cut him a check. Jay Moore is in the building as well. You cannot see him. You will hear from him if we mention St. Louis or
Nelly.
Something that he is.
Or Mr. Freeney.
Yeah, something like that.
Or
so
Polo.
Or
crime in St. Louis. You're going to hear about how. If we bring up crime in Chicago.
All they see is crime in the city.
He is the voice
of
Indianapolis.
It's one of my favorite like old school pieces, though. I always like
that. Where he is conditioned, but he is my brother still. All right, episode 94. Charles Haley, I believe, Spools.
Yes.
Five-time NFL champion, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. He has
three with the Cowboys, two with the Niners.
Is that right? Or did I get it wrong?
I'm not sure. We'd have to look that up. But right. I know he's got a number of rings. Jay Moore, do you happen to know how many rings Charles Haley has?
Jay Moore, can we look up and see how many...
I
was correct.
You had it the other way, Mike.
Joe Montana Football 94.
Yeah. Hey, that game was actually halfway decent on Sega. Yeah, that game was halfway decent on Sega.
Yeah.
I thought this was Lost Boys, but it's not.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
No, it's...
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's going on here. Yeah.
You never seen Lethal Weapon?
Yeah, it's, but I... Yeah.
Man ass.
I don't know why I thought this was Lost Boys. But it's the beginning of that era.
It's all good.
No, not Lost Boys. Yeah, Lost Boys. Sorry. Anyway, that's a classic.
It is.
The Lost Boys had a dope group.
Yeah, they were a dope group. Yeah.
Shout out to Mr. Cheeks.
Ring the alarm. What was dude? He just did all the ad libs.
For them?
Yeah.
I can't call his name.
What was his name?
Everybody know Mr. Cheeks.
Freaky Ty.
That's the dude that passed away, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's what it is.
Freaky Ty did all the ad libs.
Man, we showing our age out
here.
That's
right.
He has every song doing ad libs.
What was they joint? Lifestyle? They had a couple joints. What was the
joint? Music Gets Me High?
Nah, something different, though.
Nah, that was it.
They had a couple
jams,
though.
And then Renee.
Renee, that's what I'm talking about. Renee.
I don't think it wasn't no ad libs on Renee.
Renee was cold, though.
It was. Yeah.
Ah, that's what
Shorty went to law school. That means she studies law.
I see you. Yeah. I see you. She lost him.
She know the law. Well.
Shout to AD, although he's not here.
AD, yeah, man. Shout out to the homie. That's our intern.
I want to hear what he had to say about some of these releases, but we'll have to talk to him about it a little later. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
He represents.
He'll be back.
He represents the youth for us. He helps us bridge that gap. So shout out to AD. Let's go ahead and jump in. I threw this on my Facebook page just to see, you know, if we could get, if I could get any just comments, any feedback.
You were trolling.
I was trolling. This is not trolling, though. I was actually curious to see what I would get.
Every post you put is a
troll. It's not. Stop putting that energy out in the atmosphere, man. Don't do that. But this is the question that I posed, and it got over I'm probably approaching 600 comments now over the past.
You still checking mentions?
They come to my phone, brother.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You still checking mentions?
Yeah, it's a lot of foolishness. It's a lot of foolishness.
Yeah.
Your unpopular opinion on music. So this is the thing that you say that everybody's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. You tripping. Like, that's what this is. And you will not believe some of the. That swag right there. Can we zoom in? Can you zoom in on the swag? Never mind.
Did you guys? Did you guys both respond to his post?
I did once.
Lone jumped in once.
I need to. I never did because I'm not on social media a lot. So I will when it's my turn to talk.
Spools, you'll be very frustrated with some of the responses, but since you haven't been a part of it, we'll go around this way.
No, I won't go first.
You don't want to go first. I was going to go first. Before
we go, let's kind of mention what
some of the stuff that we saw.
Some of the other stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So.
And again, it's the, you know, Mike put a post on Facebook that said, say your unpopular opinions on music.
Yes.
And below.
We've always had these conversations amongst ourselves, amongst our friends.
How many comments did you get on it?
Let me check it. I was
curious.
I will check it. Spools.
We just said this, right?
We literally.
What's the total number? Did we say it with, did we say it with the cameras rolling?
Man,
we did.
Okay.
Yeah. That felt really good on my part.
Obviously, I tuned Mike out from time
you
to time.
You did.
Yeah.
Look at God. Terry, I'll tell you what, brother.
What's that?
Thank you, man.
Look
it
at
took
God.
94 episodes. Thank
hey,
you, man.
I always kind of like I see it,
No,
man.
They always do. You're just, you think you're just getting cyber-bullied.
Fools,
stop,
yeah, selective hearing.
You're just being a cyber-wiener.
Let us know some of the things that people said, man.
All right, man. Yes. So check this out.
So what was the number of comments?
Let's go to the
you
number
said it was
comments.
Approaching 600.
Yeah. Dang.
And I'm not stunting here.
This did I say that when he said that too? Probably.
Thanks, Brad.
I don't know.
So, did he mention the total number of comments that was on this post?
Thanks, Brad.
I think it was about.
All right.
So about parks.
All right. So the list.
Right now, tell me how you feel about parks now.
He would have been listening in.
Shout out to Parks and Recreation.
Like, really? Word. Okay.
Shout out to Parks and Recreation. We see you. 591.
All right.
Dang.
Is what I got.
He's only got.
I'll tell you
he's
one.
Only
that
got
I
17
heard.
Friends.
Do you guys want me to read? Just read
no,
a couple.
No, I'll just see. I'll tell you some of the ones I heard just to make it easier.
All right, look. Before you do, let me just read this one, and I'm just gonna scroll through real quick. So here's one that says Trina. Trina body is not and never was. No, Trina body is not and never has been banging. That's one, and. It says
that has nothing to do with music.
Nah.
So let's continue.
I'm telling you what's on the page. Hey, they
dang.
Kendrick's overrated. That's one.
Holy
that got,
shit, that's wild.
Kendrick overrated got mad comments. And then his one more.
I mean, that's everybody's too. Entitled to their opinion. Sure.
Supreme Clientele is the best solo Wu-Tang album ever. That's
I could argue that.
I'm actually for that. Go ahead, Terry. What did you see?
And I'm actually not surprised because you hang with some people that. Or know some people that
I like how you change that.
Yeah,
I like how you change
that.
Yeah,
I give you that.
Associate with.
I give you that.
Yeah, go ahead.
My guy was killing Outkast.
Oh, that's Mob.
I've
already talked about him.
No,
call me PA.
But
I didn't call his name.
I didn't even respond to it because it's slander and it's
he's dead serious. Yeah.
I know from what I was reading.
We've actually
was
talked
serious.
About that on here before.
We have,
yeah. Yeah.
PA's
but he was talking about how bad Big Boy was.
Yeah, as a rapper. Mm-hmm.
That was, yeah. I mean, Big Boy kind of, at one point, Big Boy was the strongest member of Outkast,
never.
In my opinion.
That's an opinion. Okay.
In my opinion.
Like,
I never
early
saw
on?
It.
early, man.
I never saw it that way.
The first two albums, listen, you got to hear what I'm saying. Mm-mm. You can't just say mm-mm and not hear what I'm saying.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, the first two Outkast albums.
Yeah.
Andre was shining, of course.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, Big Boy's verses were better than they kind of became later. So okay, in those first two albums, him and Andre was kind of here. It was kind of going back and forth like this, in my opinion. Then Dre just did like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I fooled Big Boy, though. I ain't mad at that.
It was after Badu.
Okay.
So you got before Badu and after Badu Dre.
All right. That's cool.
It's kind of like how you got after Badu Common and before Badu.
He did have the Knit Boy on in the video with the signs and the young lady that was... But yeah,
that was blasphemous.
All right.
But what I said.
Yeah, give me yours. Post, just give me one. Just give me one. The one that everybody gives you backlash about. Give me that one.
MF Doom.
I think we're on the same page on this one.
Oh, boy.
I've never rocked with MF Doom like that, man.
Excuse me, Red August.
Wow. We're going to high five about that.
Yes. I'm just. I don't get it.
I just don't get it.
I mean, he got bars, he drops a lot of words. I know a lot of people, a lot of hip hop here is gonna see me saying this.
I almost wore my MF Doom shirt.
MF Doom is cool, but he don't do it for me.
It just
doesn't
do it. Yeah,
that's fine. I mean, another
thing I said was I could really care less if Jay Electronica drops an album.
At this point, man, I agree with that.
We two for two. I'm with you on that
one.
I wish that Street Life, I don't know if y'all are familiar with Street Life.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Street Life was on a lot of, two Method Man albums, at least two or three.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
he carried versus
bars. That's a good reference pool. A lot of Dark Man.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a good album. The first one.
Yeah.
Is it The Heist or something? No, something like that. I don't know.
Cover was like purplish, I think.
Yeah, purple and black. Yeah.
But nah, Street Life was cold.
No, for sure.
Yeah. He had some heat. He did.
Definitely had some heat. That was my two cents in the conversation.
Spools, I want to
hear what Sean's.
Spools, I want you to keep it tucked. Longevity, give me. Give me. This is funny to me.
I feel like Sean could sit there for like six hours and just.
I've known
like every few minutes, just put something new in and just be like.
I've known him long enough to think. I think I've heard probably 90% of them.
I'm just gonna keep with the one that I posted in there. I think Busta Rhymes' catalog is better than Nas's, and I think he makes better music than Nas.
He did.
Oh,
he said it with confidence. He said it with confidence. Oh. Yeah,
and I'll argue it.
He said it with confidence.
Rhapsody just said that. Busta Rhymes got a solid project about
her
to drop.
And Ninth said it's dangerous. Yep. They both did. I'm a Busta fan.
I like Busta
so
Rhymes,
curious about
but,
that.
Oh man, I couldn't definitely.
Is there any particular reason, or is it just as a whole? You're talking about just cumulative, like for your ear, Busta is more pleasing. Is more creative.
We said it's unpopular opinions, right?
So, yeah.
All right. So you listen to. Exactly. I like his first one. I like his second one. I like his third one. I like his fourth one. And I like Genesis.
All right.
Then there was one in there I didn't really like too much, and then he came and he bounced back with the one that had the Rick James sample and the Stevie Wonder sample.
Stevie Wonder features. Those were both features.
Features, yeah, right. So he came back with that one, which I like that one.
Big Bang Theory.
That one was...
That was a damn good album. Yeah.
Was that the one that had New York?
What was ELE?
Yeah, that had New York shit on it. That's a damn good album.
ELE was his second joint.
That was a dope album.
Yeah.
Extinction Level Event was...
Crazy.
That was his third. Was his third album.
Was his third? Oh, yeah, that's right, because...
Danger was his second.
Dangerous.
Yeah,
coming.
I don't know
Dangerous.
Buses.
Coming, Dangerous,
like this,
Extinction Level Event. I liked
when
Anarchy.
Disaster Strikes.
I liked Anarchy. I think it had a lot of songs, but for as many songs as it had, there were a lot. That was actually how I got introduced to Rock Marciano, because he was on that album.
Oh, yeah. He's a flip mode cat, right? Yep.
The first three Busta Rhymes albums to me are stupid. All three of them. Anarchy was cool.
I like Anarchy more than... I might like
Genesis more than Anarchy.
Because some of the joints on there were really, really dope. But, you know, if we're...
No More was whack.
We can compare it to Nas, too. He had Nostradamus.
Nostradamus was trash, to me.
And I don't think Busta
Rhymes... Nostradamus was trash?
To me, it was trash.
Let me see.
Project Windows was cold. But after that, there was no songs that really stuck out to me.
Nostradamus was trash.
Nostradamus was trash.
Illmatic was good.
Classic.
Of course.
It was written.
It
Classic.
Was written, yep.
I am.
Dope. Godson.
No, Nostradamus, then Godson.
No, I skipped over.
Yep, you're right. Okay. Yeah. Godson was dope.
Well, Godson actually came out after Stillmatic.
Didn't the Lost Tapes come between that? or no?
Stillmatic. Yeah. Stillmatic's pretty good.
And yeah, Stillmatic's tight.
I didn't like Stillmatic.
I like Stillmatic.
How did you not like Stillmatic though?
Because it wasn't good.
You're the man. Oh, it wasn't good. The man is cold. No.
The beats were whack.
Nah. Oh goodness.
Nah.
That's the one that had one mic on it, right?
Yes.
Yes. You're the man is cold. Second childhood is cold.
I like that one.
Second childhood is really man. Dope.
Ether, Rewind. Ether's Rewind
was
on that.
Cold. Ether was cold.
Man, that's a good ass album.
Good written.
See, Spools, talk to me, man. I'm not gonna let him get my blood pressure up.
Busta never slacked on production ever, ever. Never
it
slacked.
Ain't safe no more. Was whack though.
I don't even know what that one is. So that can be his Nostradamus. It doesn't matter. It's still better than
No, man. Spools.
Unpopular music.
Because I'm not letting him get my blood pressure up. Spools, go ahead.
Just unpopular opinions.
I respect it though. I respect
it. A couple of things that just came to mind for me were that, like, I guess I don't think Rick Ross is or ever has been like a good rapper at all. Like actually good at rapping.
Definitely has good production.
You know, Justice League and all those other cats for sure. I would also say the same about Lil Wayne. I know that might be very popular as well.
Wow, that's the best.
You've
that's
never heavy. Liked anything yet?
No, I just said I don't think that he's a great rapper.
Oh. That's heavy, Spools.
Sorry.
I respect it, unpopular. Yeah, I respect it.
I'll say this. Maybe I'll say he doesn't, in my opinion, from... And this is... I'm coming from more of like the ability to rap well, right? You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't think these cats are... Either of those two, while they've... received like been very popular,
right?
And I think for them, especially Wayne, that popularity has bled over into like people used to say Lil Wayne's the greatest rapper alive. It's like
no,
oh
he used
my
to say
God.
That. And then younger,
but great. Like I don't feel that way about
so
either
you're saying
of those
great's
two.
Great's a little too much.
Yes, for both of them.
All right.
That
definitely
I think
influential.
Influential doesn't mean great. Man,
yeah, that's true.
I agree with that.
No, I agree with that.
Now, and again, I'm not hating on these dudes. Like, they've made, you know, or I guess made a lot of money. Super popular dudes, whatever. That's great. Like, that's fantastic.
Money don't make you great. Just like it don't make you real.
I just don't think they're great rappers.
That's fair.
And the last one I would say is I would always, like, argue with, like, mess with, kind of, I believe this and would and could argue either way, but really more believe what I'm going to say, and is that Eminem is not a top 5 or top 10 best rapper of all time.
Mm.
I don't think he is either.
Yeah,
so
that's fair.
Because you'll bump into a lot of people sometimes that if you have that debate, they will definitely have his name.
Yeah, I've actually heard that one before. I've heard that one.
We've talked about that.
Yeah,
before.
We've definitely talked about that before.
But those are the three that come to mind for me.
So. Fair enough. For me,
also not hating on Eminem, just don't.
Yeah, Eminem is a legend. Like I'm in that group that would say he's a legend, but I also get what Spools is saying. Like Lone said, we've talked about that. For me, Dipset is overrated. That has always
been. You've definitely said that.
And I don't feel like that's that going out on much of a limb.
No.
But if you knew my friends, it's a major limb because they used to force Dipset on me.
I really like Cam, and I've liked Cam around through like before Dipset and all that. So
Confessions of Fire Cam is what I was on, but I just feel like you can't tell the hip hop story without mentioning Dipset. I'm not gonna hate and be, you know, one of those people. You gotta mention Dipset. They had a movement, especially with the Rock. I get it, but to me, it was the majority.
I would say the movement actually was moving perfectly fine without the Rock, in my opinion. Cam dropped his best solo album
on
Rockefeller.
Though.
I will say that, but them as a whole. That's the reason why Dame ended up bringing them over there because they had that big buzz.
Let me ask you this. You don't think Rockefeller and being associated with Hov assisted their movement? I think it helped propel the movement myself. I don't think Dipset is that strong. They're not associated with State Prop, Hov, and the rest of them. To me, I don't think the phenomenon is the same.
I mean,
I don't see it.
I
keep in mind, I worked that Finish Line when they was popping, so I was opening up product in the back. Pink jerseys, pink wristbands. That's Cam. Pink laces. So I get it. I know
but
what
that
the movement
was before the Rock, though. He came down in
know,
the pink
man.
Lamp, the pink Range Rover, and pink phone and coat and all that stuff before he got on the Rock.
But I'm talking about when it got to the point that it was retail. Like I saw it.
It was
retail.
Already there though.
No man,
that's the reason. See, Dame, you got to recognize Dame's game. He knew what was going on.
That this was going to pop.
That's the reason why he brought him over to The Rock.
That's fair.
And gave him that position.
They got the Harlem connection, too. I get it. I just think being associated with Hov and the rest of them, I guess, just helped it. But my point is, I'm not. I'll never knock it and
also
say it wasn't
think about
real.
It like this, too. When they came over, that's when the ship was pretty much sinking.
Okay.
Think
okay.
about it, because okay. Dame made Cam president of operations or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Jay wasn't feeling that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a really awkward interview one time. I think it was on like MTV.
It's on 106 in part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
Either way, their pie chart to me is probably 75% beats, 25% raps, and other things.
I can dig that.
Shout out to the Heatmakers because they laced them.
J.R. Rotter was hard back then, though.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I ain't even do that, but I feel you. I'm trying to think what else will be another one that I put in there.
The Wu-Tang affiliates brought down the Wu-Tang brand.
I ain't mad at that.
And not only that, they peaked in the early 2000s.
I ain't mad at that either.
Who's they, the affiliates or Wu-Tang?
Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see, I guess I, because I'm such a Wu-Tang fan, I guess.
And I used to be.
He's chasing nostalgia.
That's what it is. I like the nostalgia aspect of it.
Hey, that last album had some heat, though.
It wasn't bad.
I thought it did, too.
It had some heat.
Like, when you see what some of these dudes are doing now, like, to me, like, they've done it. You know what I mean? When you see the, like, what RZA does, and it's, like, more than just music. I mean, scoring films and, like, doing all this other stuff.
Dude,
like,
is talented.
Everything Meth has done, like, all the stuff Raekwon does, he still makes really good solo projects. Like, he puts some stuff out.
But that's
everything
not really
Ghostface does.
That's like, not really Wu-Tang as a group.
Sure.
That's more more so what I think you mean, right?
Because, I could go both ways, really.
A lot of people had more success outside of being in Wu-Tang than they
That's what I mean. Like, but they wouldn't be who they are without Wu-Tang.
I guess their sound became.
They fly the Wu-Tang flag.
Yeah. Their sound, I guess their sound became stale to me. After a while, and probably right after the W-esque, outside of a few projects and a few joints. And a lot of it was Ghost stuff and Ray.
The Iron Flag had a handful, but the W was the last time I was truly, truly, you know what I'm saying, checking.
It just stopped being innovative, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but they early stuff we all know is timeless.
Tamla James in the Gravel Pit video.
I see you.
A1.
Check I see out you. The Gravel Pit.
I see you.
I was not a big Iron Flag. That's probably my least favorite Wu-Tang album of all time.
I wasn't huge on it either.
8 Diagrams was okay, I thought.
They start losing me. They start losing me at 8 Diagrams.
Yeah, that one.
Better
was
World
a
Tomorrow,
album.
All that. They lost me. They lost me with them.
Better Tomorrow, I thought. You guys kind of. I know. Was that the one you guys ripped into the production for?
No, actually, that was the most recent one.
Was that
the most recent
one? The Saga Continues? Is that the Mathematics one?
I don't even remember. Yeah.
I think it is. And the joint with Redman is hard. That's my favorite song on the album.
Dope song.
They got some heat on
there. I felt different than you guys on that one. That was all Mathematics. But,
yeah. He did lay some. No, it
but
was
I understand where you're coming from. Where people. I mean, I've heard people say that. And that's the thing is like with these, like
it's
I'm sure people heard me say how much I don't think those two dudes are good rappers. And that really pisses people off. Like
Who's not good rappers?
That just about Rick Ross and Lil Wayne.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see
but
that.
But, like, I'm a huge Wu-Tang fan, and, like, it's cool. Like, it's just an unpopular opinion. Like, you know what I mean?
Wayne's always, there was a time, place and time where he was kind of on his stuff. But,
hey, there was
But I never thought that he was, like, he was just clever enough, in my opinion, to where, like, his little similes, they were, like, kind of clever.
Dude.
But they weren't, like, overly clever. They're, like, he was bridging the popular, like grabbing those people.
Wayne had about a two-year span, though.
To your point, he dropped a project. One of the projects he dropped.
About a four-year span.
That same day, people were literally mocking the way he rapped on, like, social media and stuff. Like, making up little raps, like it was like rap like Lil Wayne. Like, that's not good if you're a rapper.
This was, what I'm talking about was a little bit before that, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's not a good look. For a rapper.
Rapper like Cameron.
I think
now that's computers computing.
Yeah.
I think the last one for me, and I know we got to jump to something else, was, and I got so many people that get on me about this one, why I don't know. But Kendrick Lamar's first three albums are bodying Lupe Fiasco's first three albums. Solely off the fact that Lasers is trash.
I'm going to take a quick restroom break. I'll be right back.
Solely off the fact that Lasers is trash. So. That's just me now.
Man, I can see that because Food and Liquor was dope.
Food and Liquor is a masterpiece.
The Cool was dope.
Where the camera at? Food and Liquor is a masterpiece.
The Cool it is to me better than Food and Liquor.
I like Food. I like the Cool. The Cool is brilliant.
Yeah.
But Food and Liquor to me is a masterpiece.
It is.
There's nothing wrong with that album at all.
So why don't we just adjust it instead of so the first three albums, the first two albums?
So you got
Food and Liquor.
Are we counting Section 80?
Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
Does it really though?
Yeah, because Section 80. Are we counting Section 80 as an album?
My point
is,
are we
doing Good Kid and To Pimp a Butterfly?
I guess what I'm saying.
If you're saying that three bodied his body of work, that means that whether you count Section 80 or Good Kid, Mad City as his first album,
I always thought
and Section 80 is a mixtape.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Like, I don't know if Section 80 is actually. I'm thinking
mixtape. That was right.
Yeah. Right. I follow you. I don't know, man. Like, that's the only thing that always that bothers me because, like, do I want to count Section 80 as an album?
I guess
album
what I'm saying
not?
Is it doesn't matter because all three of those projects are good. All of Kendrick's projects are good. They're all just as good as Lupe's first two projects.
They're good.
Lupe's first two projects are really good.
Really good.
So
yeah, really good. Yeah, that one's always one that kind of gets
to me. It's one of those where, like, they're just they've reached that level of being good to where. You don't compare them. Like,
yeah.
Just let it go. Now, Lasers.
I wouldn't even see that.
I just didn't rock with Lasers. I just didn't rock with Lasers.
I didn't rock with Lasers either, and I was hoping it was going to be dope because, like, the leading single.
What was the single on Lasers?
What was that?
I cannot remember the single on Lasers, which is another reason why.
I can't remember. It was dope, though.
But it was misleading because the album was.
It was very misleading.
But his latest, one of his recent projects was actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
The joint that had murals on it.
Where he rapped for like
6 minutes or something.
That was brilliant. Yeah. That was brilliant. Yeah. I'm in on that. Yeah. He had a couple joints on there. It was Tetsu. I can't
pronounce it. Yeah, Tetsu and so.
Yeah, but that was like he had some bars on there. No doubt about it. But that's just one that usually gets people a little frustrated with me, so it's all good. It's all subjective. Music is so subjective.
I
tell people that all the time.
Do you think Kendrick is as lyrical as Lupe is?
No, I think he makes better music. I don't think he's as lyrical. I think he makes.
I don't
better
think
music.
He's as lyrical either. But
Lupe, when we talk about bars, Lupe is amazing.
Yeah, his entendres and everything is just too
off the
too,
cool alone. Yeah. Like if you think about it, he's brilliant as a lyricist. I think Lupe's albums are more enjoyable. I mean, Kendrick's albums are more enjoyable for me. To me. I think he makes better records.
Plus,
he can rap.
It was a lot of people on your post, too, saying that Kendrick has no memorable bars.
Oh, man. I didn't see that one.
See that?
I didn't see all of them. I saw one dude that told me Jay-Z's Blueprint is the only classic record that he has.
That's
everything
bullshit.
Else is trash. Not okay. Everything else is trash.
That's bullshit. And this is what I'll say about the whole Kendrick doesn't have any memorable bars. It's because, like, it goes back to the Lil Wayne thing. People are trying to listen for that punchline bar that's going to stick in your head like a nursery rhyme.
Right.
He writes differently.
Right. When somebody's writing verses that all you have to damn near hear the whole verse to understand exactly where he's going.
You pointed
that whole
out,
verse is a bar.
You pointed out the line to me when Damn came out that went over my head.
Man, it went over everybody's head.
The JT line from the 5 Heartbeats.
Yeah. Get it, JT.
Yeah, that
nobody
part.
I bet you there's still people that don't get that.
Yeah.
He said work it, JT.
Work it, JT.
Work it, JT.
The first time he said it, I knew exactly where that came from.
I didn't catch it until you pointed it out. It was the week the album came out, and I was
this
like,
is what
yo,
God
that's
feels
funny.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's cold though. Like that's our culture. That's hip hop. Like
that's kind of like Andre 3000. He would say stuff that you wouldn't quite get yet, and then you might be riding listening to it.
Yeah,
you'd be like, oh shit.
I think Kendrick. I've said this before. Kendrick's like the new extension of like an Andre 3000 to me, man. In a lot of ways,
he's different, man. He's in his own lane, and I like that about him. I appreciate that, but I'm not
very artistic, man. Like Lupe is too. Lupe can probably like spit.
Oh, Lupe,
you know,
bar wise,
probably better than Kendrick. But like
bar wise, he's better.
I mean, Kendrick's shit isn't just like poppy either. Like it's deep. You know, he's got some depth, and
I do something.
Yep.
You know, it's very smart and well thought out and intelligently done. So
if the music nerd in me loves To Pimp a Butterfly, so.
Yeah,
you know, I thought that shit was brilliant, so I rock with To Pimp a Butterfly. musically, how it's set up, skits, the for sale interlude, all that shit is dope. It. Yeah, that shit is dope. All right, man. So
Kendrick ain't out here bullshitting.
That one went a little longer than I thought, but that's good. It's all good. Let's pay some bills real quick. Shout out to Coleman Dental, 317-255-8546. Get your teeth is right if you are in the Indianapolis area. Bring it down to band.com, as always, is the hub. Printfinity, make sure that you support your local businesses. Got some fresh merch coming out. I can't wait till y'all see my line. We got the Bloke Paddington line that's coming out as well on Printfinity. So
fine clothes.
A lot of things popping. He's trying to expand the brand. It's just dope that he's found his artist to do that with. Shout out to Team Backpack as well. We appreciate the partnership with them. And yeah, I got to make sure we pay those bills. Now, let's jump into, we got a lot of music to try to squeeze in before we get out of here. This is somewhat local, I guess, it is local in terms of M80. M80 was on the Source website. M80 is Matthew Markoff. He's a Wu-Tang affiliate, resides in Indianapolis.
AR, he doesn't reside here.
Used
though.
To.
I thought he lived, he moved?
He used to live
in California.
I thought he still lived here. So he pops up here. I'm tripping.
Yeah, he pops up and trolls Nouveau in the Vogue.
Oh, word. Shout out to him. I guess he's a master troll.
Shout out to M80.
Yeah. That's what's up. So it says, and this is per the Source, it says, most recently the A&R extraordinaire has been helping craft a new...
Self-titled.
Yes. a new Ghostface album entitled The Lost Tapes, which he executive produced. It says, now the Indiana native has shared the track list, release date, and the album exclusively with Hip Hop DX. So I guess I'm doing my wrong...
Source. DX. Yeah, you know.
It's all hip hop. It's for the culture. He like when I say that. Mm-hmm. It has features from E-40, Snoop Dogg, Crooked Eye, Planet Asia... Dang, Big Daddy Kane, Capadonna, Raekwon, Sheik Looch.
That is dope,
Sheik Looch.
I'm a Sheik Looch fan. Definitely says I think it's going to be awesome to hear Ghostface with E-40.
So I'm in for this. I hope this is just good grimy Ghost. I'm in. Like I'm.
It's called like a Lost Tapes.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm curious to hear how this goes.
I don't know.
Would you guys be excited about this? Which Ghost is this? Is this
stuff that's in the vault,
or is this? You know, what's up? I don't know.
I really like Ghostface. Here's my only thing.
All right.
If this is a project that's pieced together with Ghostface verses and random other people's verses over random beats and everything's synced up wrong, then it will suck.
I will agree 100%.
And this has happened before, similarly with these type of projects.
Facts.
So as long as it's not that, then yeah, it'll probably be good.
I can dig it. Spools.
Indeed. I'm looking. I mean, as long to Sean's point, yeah, I wouldn't want it to be that, but you know, like I was just saying before, I'd love to hear Ghost with
E-40.
I didn't see the. I don't think they listed the production credits, but hopefully it's.
I don't know if it's just one producer though.
Has Ghost done songs with 40 before?
Not that I know of.
Man. I don't think so. Uh-uh. That'd be a damn awesome. Interesting feature though.
Like dude, collab, I can't wait to hear that, man. That's like two of my favorite MCs and rappers ever.
You know, we messed with 40, so. I'd be curious to see how that goes.
Obviously, Ghost and Ray, some of the best duos of all time, in my opinion.
I think their chemistry is
Capadonna
amazing.
In there, that's dope.
Snoop. Planet Asia. Yeah.
Planet Asia's dope.
Big Daddy Kane, that's dope.
That's going to be cool. So,
yeah, that's dope.
No, I hopefully it's not, like I said, what Sean said, and it's. I'm looking forward to hearing it, though.
I think he and Sheik will be mad grimy. Sheik's extra grimy.
People, here's another one. People look at me crazy when I say Sheik Looch is my favorite
in the locks.
In the locks, yeah.
Really?
He's also my least favorite in the locks.
Yeah, but that's your unpopular opinion.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's a very good one.
Yeah.
Sheik?
Sheik is your Looch. Favorite?
Didn't say it was the best. That's what's no,
he didn't say. He did say the best.
Right, I said he's my favorite.
All right.
Jade is
fair enough.
Jade is probably the best. You know, he's the best. You know.
But, I like all three. Styles has risen in the last few
there's
years.
A lot of there's a
that.
Lot of Styles.
I like all three of them a lot.
There's a lot of people out there that are pro Styles P when it comes to the locks. More lately.
It's more. It's more of the last Jada handful of years too. Because Jada had it on lock for a long ass time.
Long
for sure.
So yeah. I could dig it.
But yeah, that sounds cool, and looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah.
Props
to him for doing
that. I'll definitely check it out when it comes out. You know what I'm saying? Okay. He's got something going on now where you can spend like $20, get the album, get a signed poster or some
I could rock with that.
I could dig it.
I mean, we was literally just talking about that's the way to sell a CD nowadays.
For sure.
You got to put something else with it. But yeah.
Merch.
New Ghosts.
New Ghost Face.
We shall see. I definitely will. Like you said, I'm going to check it out. So hopefully it's not patchwork.
TMF Wu-Tang Clan.
That's right.
Word. So
Juan?
That's the greatest solo release, by the way, from the Wu-Tang Clan. Easy. Supreme clientele to me.
I'll go ahead and put a pin in that one.
Yeah, put a All right, let's check out Red August is not feeling that. Robert Glasper has some very interesting things to say about Miss Lauryn Hill. This was brought to our attention, I believe. I'm going to see if I get this right. JDF is the one that mentioned this, correct?
Oh, I am.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Cool.
I saw the headline. I didn't read it, though.
So the paragraph is mad long in terms of he was doing a radio interview. I tried to get a couple.
Tell the people who Robert Glasper is.
Robert Glasper. I call him like a jazz/neo soul/R&B piano player, composer. Like he's just amazing, man. The Robert Glasper Experiment. He's dropped, I think, two albums. Black Radio.
He's got a remix album with K. Trinata.
Yeah,
like it actually came out this year. I forgot about that.
We raffled that off in our Patreon.
We did.
The boy's bad, man. The boy's bad. And he has some interesting stories about Lauren. The paragraph was so long, I just got a few excerpts from that. And here's one where he said they were rehearsing. It was 1 week. Keep in mind, his homie is the one that was running this show. The show was at the, let me make sure I got this right. What was the venue? It's called the Mont Blanc Jewelry Corporation. I guess they put the show on. This is 2008. Just
like a 20-minute performance.
So yeah, 10 years ago.
Yeah, she's supposed to perform for 20 minutes. She got a half a meal, and I think they split up. The amount for them was not disclosed in the interview, but she got a half a meal to perform.
What was it, five band members, or was it more than that?
I want to say five.
Okay.
For that. And he was on the keys, obviously. So he said they were working for 10 hours a day. And then one day she came in and she just left, like, it's a wrap. And the manager says, Lauren's really not feeling the way you guys have been learning the music, and we're going to have to cut your pay in half.
Mm. Imagine that.
Then there's another excerpt that says, yeah, that's some fuck shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the radio host says, so the rumors are true about her. He said 100%. He says, the manager for Lauren at the time, whoever that was, says you have to refer to her as Miss Hill.
Miss Hill, and you can't look
can't make
eyes.
Eye contact with her.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So he's basically telling these horror stories about how she is in rehearsal, how she's mad Hollywood late all the time, which we already know. People laugh at this point about how late she is to the shows, but
I think that's ridiculous.
She hasn't earned the right to pretty much act.
That
like
was the headline. She hasn't earned the right with one album, which is an all-time classic.
But see, this is how
to act that
Robert kind of killed her, though, because once that was announced,
yeah,
he was like, "Well, looks like after I finish my sandwich, I'm going home."
Yeah,
because he was pretty much the main piano player for whatever was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I pretty much knew once I dip, they going to want me back because I'm the one that's pretty much been.
He was the guy.
You know what I'm saying? Holding it down, keeping the key or whatnot. Yep. So they pretty much chased him down and was like, nah, we don't want you to leave, blah, blah, blah. He's like, only way I'm going to stay is if you wire all my money right now.
Yep.
Because I don't trust y'all now.
As he should.
We've been pretty much rehearsing for 10 hours a day. And now, a day before the show, Lauren's not even here, mind you.
Yep. She missed the last rehearsal.
Yeah, and you're going to tell me that we're only getting paid half now, last day before.
Yeah, that's
he's like, you gotta. Also, he was bringing up, too, how Lauren had hit him up about auditioning for her. And he was like, you need to check my credentials. I'm not auditioning for you. I got albums. Listen to my albums.
He actually said I'm the number one. I think it was the number one jazz album that was in the country currently that time. Like, he started spitting off all his credentials like, I'm not about to come in here.
Nah,
I'm
not auditioning. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad he said it. And
I am too.
I'm not somebody that's a Lauryn Hill hater. Even when she came here, I was reluctant to buy a ticket. And I didn't because I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know which Lauryn Hill was going to get.
Right.
So, although I wanted to see the show,
yep,
I was like, I'm not going to take that gamble. Everybody says she put on a good show here, though.
But I heard the lead up to it is mad frustrating because everybody goes into it thinking, or knowing, I should say, that she's going to be intentionally late, you saying?
For I said like it's just tension. Hours? Tension. You know,
tension. Okay.
You buy a ticket not knowing if somebody's going to show up. Yeah. You don't buy a
gambling.
Ticket.
Gambling.
Yeah, like that's gambling. I don't go to casinos. I'm not trying to go see Lauryn Hill.
Word.
Yeah.
I pay for what I want. I want a performance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm glad he
called her all the way out.
Yeah. And he was like, the radio host said, well, you know, there's a chance that she's going to see this. And he's like, 100%. Like, so what? Like, he did say, I'm not the person that's going to be hating on Lauryn Hill forever or anything, but facts are facts. Like, that's just the way he feels.
True.
And he was telling his experience. So shout
this
out to
this is what I say, too, about
it's
Lauryn
not like
Hill.
He's making something up.
Nah. Yeah, that, right. This sounds very believable. This sounds very believable to me. Would you say, Diff? I'm sorry.
All right, so with Lauryn Hill, everybody holds her at this high regard, which I can understand. She has classic material with the Fugees.
Yes.
And she has
one of the best albums I've ever heard.
She has one great solo album.
That Fugees album is one of the highest.
People
like
say Unplugged is considered an album
of all time.
The Score.
I'll argue that one as far as Unplugged being considered an album. In my opinion, she has one album.
Me too.
And he also was talking about how she steals. He said a lot of that, the material on Miseducation was stolen, and she didn't give credit to people.
Oh, and he was like, I know the producers and the writers for that album, and I know those are my homies, and we know the process, like you out here fronting, which is crazy as well.
Mm. And what I'm saying is, like, I rock with Lauryn Hill, but she does not have enough material, in my opinion,
to act like that.
To act like that, or even, I don't know. I don't even know the word I'm looking for, man. Because it's just a pattern.
Yeah,
it's been an ongoing pattern forever.
So if this was 10 years ago, would this be the beginning of the pattern?
Yep. Actually, it may have been going on longer than that.
Yeah.
Either way, it's still.
I mean, that's a long time.
That's
ago.
A long time
to
ago.
Be on some bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then remember when she was in debt, then she decided to come back out. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't she get locked up for a while? Or she was getting threatened to be locked up
something
for a
like
while?
That, yeah.
I thought she got locked up for a little bit.
Was it
tax evasion?
Tax stuff, yeah.
On that Wesley Snipes?
Something like that.
Shout out to Wesley, though.
That Marley brother fucked her head up.
Man.
She's so far gone.
So far?
So far gone.
How far?
Shouts to Common.
Yeah,
man, it's unfortunate.
I mean, even with when Kanye dropped his first album, when he was the real Kanye, he was trying to get Lauryn on the song.
I don't know what the fuck going on now.
He was trying to get Lauryn on the song on All Falls Down, because there you go. I think Selena Johnson ended up singing that for Kanye.
He couldn't get the sample cleared
because Lauryn didn't want to sing.
Yes, sir.
Lauryn was supposed to sing on the track.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
it was a sample, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
a sample, but
oh, he did
but
get
Selena,
clear. Yeah,
right.
That's what it was.
So Selena ended up singing it.
Yeah,
Lauryn didn't want her voice on it. That was it.
So I bet she still got check off of it then.
Oh, she definitely gets some. Mm-hmm.
She
gets. She
just
didn't
want her voice on it. Interesting.
Very.
There you go.
You know, Kanye was in the news.
Which Kanye?
Well, whatever.
The new Kanye.
Wherever he's at right now.
The sucking. First of all, Kanye dropped a joint.
He was in Kimmel.
He was on Kimmel.
Yeah.
But he sent Clark Kent. Shout out to Clark Kent. You talk about for the culture.
DJ?
DJ Clark Kent.
Can you get it out? Can
and
you
his
say
shoe
it?
Collection is called
Superman.
He dropped a joint Kanye sent to him called Ecstasy.
Man, that shit is trash. And that's actually one of the Lucy's that could have possibly ended up on the 7-track joint.
I don't.
Trash.
It probably would have made the Ye album worse.
He on there talking about... You got 6 thoughts. I got more of them. You want to, what do you say? You want to fuck sister-in-law. I got 4 of them. Pretty much saying he want to fuck all his sisters-in-law.
There's somebody right now on Facebook that's typing up a post saying how ecstasy is just 10 years ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And y'all, we don't understand yet what Kanye has
track.
Planned.
And the only reason he dropped it is because he got tongue-tied on Jimmy Kimmel when he was pretty much on there praising Trump and this, that, and other. And Jimmy Kimmel
called him a curveball, low-key.
Who?
Kimmel's question. I like how he threw it at him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I like that he asked him that because I wanted to see how he wanted to answer. And then it conveniently went to break.
Well, I mean, he wasn't saying nothing.
I mean,
but he could have. But he tweeted that he tweeted that he didn't.
He could have addressed it when they came back from break, though.
Bingo.
That's what I'm saying.
And he still hasn't.
That's pretty much. I mean, he tweeted something saying he tweeted the way it happened.
I saw that, but he didn't address the question.
No, he just said he ran. He said he ran out of time.
He just dropped ecstasy. There you go.
Ecstasy is trash.
Trash.
I don't do the drug, but I'm just saying the song is trash.
It is.
Yeah. So somebody, like I said, somebody's typing right now how this is 25 to 30 years ahead of his time.
But maybe it is. But maybe it is.
Thanks, Long.
This is just so like
that would be another unpopular opinion that I would. I mean, just like Kanye West in general. Like, I don't think he's there. There's just certain people that I think have been hoisted up into this like great level over time, and
Kanye kind of earned the great level and then he pissed it away.
Up until my dark twisted fantasy,
in my opinion,
depends on how maybe we have a different idea of great.
That's true. That could be true.
So we talked about Lupe's first whatever albums.
Yeah, three or four albums.
Kendrick's first.
Yeah.
Can you put Kanye's in that?
No question.
Yeah.
College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation are three amazing albums.
Yes.
Period. You can easily put his
I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah. My Dark Twisted Fantasy is cold.
Cold-blooded.
Like, he came out the gate.
That's number five, right?
Yeah, because 808's
Heartbreak is tight, though.
But that's... I missed 808's, but I caught it later. Mm. But that's four out of five for me that are just amazing records. So don't get it twisted. Up until that point, Kanye was... he was going that direction.
I don't disagree. Yeah. I was just posing the question.
Yeah, I'm with you. No, I'm with you.
I feel like he's a different type of artist than Lupe is. And then what Kendrick is. So
yeah, I agree.
Actually,
I didn't
Lupe's
even know can...
first feature or first time a lot of people heard
Touch the Sky.
I was on Touch the Sky. Shout out to Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah. That's
fair. Absolutely.
But yeah, like that. Kanye's, his first joints was amazing. So then he dropped. He lost me with, what you call it? Jesus. Yeah. After that, I was.
Well, anyways, we've talked about that.
Yeah,
so.
I was out. Mm-hmm.
Back to the female MCs, though.
Women.
Okay. Nicki Minaj dropped an album.
Yes, Queen, correct?
Yes.
So I listened to it. The Dreams joint that she flipped, shout out to Biggie, rest in peace. I thought this was very clever. I thought it was very creative. I don't think it was meant to be, you know, like serious shots. I think she was clowning. I laughed hysterically at the special ed, when she had a crush on special ed, and she talked about designer getting out of special ed. I laughed very, very hard at that.
Did you? Did you LOL?
I LOL'd on that.
LOL.
And she was on Flex and said, she literally was like, he was in special ed, right? Like in the interview with Flex. Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah, I definitely laughed extremely hard. Yeah.
She had some bars on there.
She had some bars on there.
And it was reminiscent to Biggie's. I mean, Biggie called out a lot of R&B singers.
Yep.
Saying what he would have did, who he wouldn't have fucked.
I think she paid homage to it just fine, if you ask me.
I do, too.
Spools, that was your first time hearing it, I think, right before we went on, right?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I completely agree with you guys. Like, I thought she did a really, really good job. It was, you know, it kept me wanting to hear more the whole time. She was being very clever, and she did a good job of paying homage. Like, she killed it, man. It sounded good.
Yeah, so I listened to the album. I ran
haven't
it once.
Listened to that yet.
No. I ran it once at work.
I looked at the cover art.
See, I listened to the album.
It's provocative.
Man. She gets
the people going.
She got some pop records on there, man. But it's also,
I mean, it's Nicki Minaj.
But she's stunting too, though. Like bar wise, like, I mean, she's letting people know she cares about rap. And I think that's dope.
She got Eminem on there. She got Is Future
Foxy
on there?
Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown is on there.
Interesting.
They ganging up against Lil Kim and Cardi, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know. That's corny.
Stop.
I'm just talking shit. That's not really what happened.
I was going to say, why Lil Kim? She's not doing anything.
Well, Lil Kim really doesn't does acknowledge like, yeah. that Nicki Minaj is even right. out here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel
feels down. Like Nicki Minaj didn't Dude. Pay her homage to her or whatnot.
That's I feel bad for Lil Kim.
But, hey. Is what it is.
I can't even recognize Lil Kim.
I know.
We
man.
Grew up on Lil Kim.
I feel bad. Yes.
Yeah, she looked way different.
Yeah, I can't even recognize Lil Kim. Mm-hmm. But Nicki did her thing, man. I think the album is solid. I only listened to it once, so I'm not going to jump out the window. I hate 24-hour classic people that's like, yo, man, the album is flawless. I'm like, you didn't even listen to the whole thing.
Or, oh, they're great.
Calm
what
down.
About that Trippy Red, though?
Trash. Oh,
did you actually listen to it?
I listened to it at work. I'm too old for that.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Trippy Red, bro.
Trash.
All right, so
Get your money, young man. Get your checks.
There's a lot of talk saying that this Trippie Redd album is great and this, that, and the other. Hey, I listened to it, and I was upset while I was listening to it.
How upset were you?
Man, I had like this face.
You know why I'm mad? Let me tell you why I'm mad.
Were you that mad?
Yeah, man, and I didn't even listen to it. Like, I mean, this is my thing, man, with Trippie Redd. I'm tired of all these rappers, because y'all rappers.
Yeah.
Y'all rap.
I don't rap.
They rappers, bro.
Stop.
Like, they like to say, I'm not a rapper, I'm a rock star.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's the corniest shit I've ever heard.
It is,
man.
Very corny. And what gets me is the whole fake emo alternative sing songy moaning without a band ass shit. If you're gonna do it, at least get a band.
Put a pin in
if
that
you ain't hip hop,
please.
If you ain't hip hop, if you ain't rapping, get you a band and go out.
What you say, man?
Get it
sing
all the way
songy
in.
Emotional. You probably
sing
can't say it again.
Songy emotional moaning fake ass alternative shit without a band.
Please get me that. I need that Red August.
That's pretty much what it is.
That's exactly
it's like
what it is.
You trying to be Green Day. but you can't.
I call it lean head rap. Man, like, that's what I think it is. It's lean head rap. Like,
they don't,
all these,
there's
all these
no
kids.
Travis Barker on the drums.
Nah.
There's, I mean, come on. If you're going to do it right.
I think it's
lean
head
rap. You know what I'm saying?
Rap.
If you're going to try to be Nirvana, find your Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Get your band members together, bruh, because you ain't a rock star out here.
Yeah.
And people keep giving them that credit because
they
doing
gas
that sing songy,
yeah, they gas them.
Moaning and shit. Like, I'm not really feeling
Lil
it.
Lil Uzi Vert swear, like,
they might
fuck
say
all
I'm,
this rap, hip-hop man, shit. I'm a rock star. Like, nigga, that's a cop-out. You just can't rap.
You can't rap. You finding your lane. And these, hey, I don't know. I'm done with it. That Trippie Redd album is trash.
Yeah, I'm cool.
And that may be an unpopular opinion to a lot of people right now, but hey.
I really don't care.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it's trash. Like I said, I'm just too old for it, man. Like, it's just not for me. And I will just, I'll pass on that.
I'll pass too. Maxie dropped a good album.
Local 30 artist. For 30.
Hey, Sean, what do you think of the Trippie Redd album?
Haven't heard it.
Yeah.
Had no interest in trying to listen to it.
Yeah, I'm cool on Trippie Redd.
As soon as Terry told me, I don't, it's one of those things. Once Terry speaks, I can just take his word for it.
Yeah, you ain't missed nothing on this.
Vice versa.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, it's like, as soon as he said, all right, okay. Yeah, like, you might want to check this out. I'll be like, all right, I'll check it out.
But, yeah, you ain't missing it on this one. Shout out to Max, you know, 30 for 30, right?
Hey, Spools, what did you think about it? So, well, I haven't listened to it either. I really haven't listened to it. When
Trippie
Redd came out, and I've seen some of his stuff, you know, like
sorry,
videos
Spools.
On YouTube and stuff like that. But not really,
shit, Bill.
Just not up my alley. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Spools.
So what is...
Cool.
Thank you.
Sorry, where's Trippie Redd from? What?
I don't
California?
Know.
He's from Ohio.
I thought he's from California.
No, he's from... Actually, he's from the same city that...
Slim Jesus?
Nah.
Machine Gun Kelly.
They might as well get together and make a band. But, what's the name? Marilyn Manson. They're from the same city. I think that's why he says he's a rock star.
That worked out well.
He's not my cup of tea. So, you know, from what I'd seen in the past.
These motherfuckers is gangster rock stars, though, because they try to act real tough and shit.
Hey, Lil Uzi did pull up on, what's the kid's name?
I think Uzi about that life, though.
I think I want to lean towards.
Is he from D.C.?
No, he's
Philly.
From Philly.
Philly? Yeah.
No, I feel like I want to believe that.
I think.
If he ain't, the people around him.
Uzi make a lot better music than Trippie Redd, in my opinion.
I'm cool on both.
And I don't really listen.
I
don't listen to Uzi Vert like that either.
I take your opinion.
But
it
sounds better.
It's certain age limit, man. I'm like,
Hey, I'm gonna give everything a chance.
I do give it a shot. I listen.
I don't like this new version of emo in general. I think you were saying it was like more of an emo type thing. I haven't listened to it, so maybe I'm wrong. But
moan.
What is considered emo now? I think emo some time ago, like what we used to call emo, was more lyrical. That's just my opinion.
Nah, these mugs is emotional about women and they drugs and
like it's lean
what color
rap,
they want their dress to be.
Yeah. So you remember Atmosphere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're coming here sometime soon, I believe,
they
to
are,
the Vogue.
Actually.
And I really like Atmosphere. I have for
I mean,
a
long
time.
It's different though. Like the reason why I said emo is because
but no, that's a term that others use. It's
that's
it's
a good
used,
point, Spools.
You know,
yeah,
it's
it
just
is.
It's funny how that term's changed too. But
it's different now.
It's,
man.
No, it's the same. I mean, emo is emo, but it's the sound of emo, I guess, has changed.
And these dudes really are out here.
It's not hip hop to have emotions.
You sound like what's his name?
I mean, it's not
who he sound like.
I don't. I don't. I disagree with. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know what you're just
White Iverson.
Oh,
Post Malone.
Yeah, and
dude sells a lot of records.
He does. He's very popular.
He sells a lot of records.
Yeah, he also makes rock music.
Yeah.
But he also
or folk music, folk
good
music,
melodies
whatever.
As well. See that we've already told we've talked about that before. But yeah, like with the it's just syrup rap. Like that's what I call it, lean hair rap.
Right.
You know, it's just,
forget about it.
Yeah.
What else came out? We said Maxi 30 for 30.
I haven't heard that
Tully
yet.
Tully C.
Shout out to him, though. Tully C. Favor.
Yeah.
I need to listen to those two. Those are local artists here in Indianapolis, correct? I know Maxi, but I'm not familiar with Tully C.
Shout out to Maxi.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Tully C.
And who's the other artist? The second
Tully C.
Tully C. Favor. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that came out that I am forgetting. I don't think so. Any underground joints that we missing?
I heard Tyrone and Aomari put out a single that was pretty dope. I don't remember the name of it.
I haven't heard that one.
Word.
Phony People put out a video that was pretty dope.
I haven't seen that.
The Saba did a joint with the...
I rock with Saba.
I'm going to have to look it up. But they put it... He was a feature on, I think, it's a group from Chicago. It's not the whoever's, but I'll look that up.
Word. Yeah. Yeah, so I want to give a quick shout out to, I'm trying to think who I need to shout out real quick before I can get
all of Memphis.
Did I miss?
I think you might have.
Did I miss them? I missed them. All right, shout out to Memphis, north, south, east, west, adjacent suburbs. Did I miss anything else?
Orangeville.
Okay, shout out to Memphis. We love their music. Shout out to my East Coast family, man. I was out with my man DJ Nate Jeezy out in the DMV area. That's the homie. We went to Ball State together. He's out there doing his thing. DJ Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, I went to school with Papa John.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that. This is not the time for that. Nate Jeezy, I see you. I appreciate the love, homie. DJ Cleveland Brown was out there. DJ Harvey Dent. My man, Tall Black Guy, was in the building as well. So shout out to my East Coast family out there. They took care of me when I came to visit Touchdown.
Was Boyz II Men, BBD.
The Omis.
Ireland, they were there? The East Coast family?
Nah.
Speaking of traveling, that, shout out to my brother. He moved to Texas. I was down there. We drove down Thursday and Friday and moved him in.
Where?
He's going to A&M. He's living in like Bryan, Texas, College Station, Bryan. Kind of drove around and got to check out the campus.
Acclimated.
Yep, went to a national, like a library, like a presidential library. Went to George Bush's. It's on the campus.
George Bush's.
Yep. Bush. Senior.
George Bush's.
So there's 14 of them. I think they're building barracks right now.
Where?
Obama's in on the south side of Chicago somewhere.
Shout out to Hyde Park.
But shout out to my little brother, man. Congratulations, Trent.
Trenton.
Good job, man.
Shout out to Trent.
Events this Saturday is the Outkast Icon Live, I believe, at the Jazz Kitchen, right?
Where? Who will be on stage for that?
I don't know.
A lot of people.
I know Black Eddie will. I think Pope
V-Ray.
Will.
Okay.
Is Pope doing it?
Pope. I saw his name on the flyer.
Gray.
Okay. Gray, yeah. Shout to Gray, man.
Is Kinetic doing
it? Is Jay Moore hosting that or no?
I don't know.
He said he'll be involved.
He'll be there with a libation.
We're doing the build. Actually, not this Thursday. Normally, it's every third Thursday, but we're doing one down in Fountain Square next weekend before Treese. As a part of Treese, we're going to do a little. It's going to be a little bit different, so okay. It's going to be kind of Treese based. But
Treese is approaching
our same thing, but it's going to we're going to invite people to come out. So
we're
follow us for that information. Information.
Awesome.
Is the Outkast joint, is that sponsored by, is that just Old Soul?
Old Soul, I believe.
Okay, word. Okay. Shout out to the homie Doug. JD, is there anything else? Is you got anything popping or anything in the queue, or are you just going to be at the Outkast joint?
Yep.
Ha ha!
Nah, I don't have anything planned other than that.
Rumor has it is you working on the Bloke Paddington line for Printfinity. That's the rumor. I saw something floating around on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that going to be a little different from the Printfinity brand?
Yeah, I mean, because Printfinity is pretty much to create for everybody else.
Okay.
Look, Paddington is my joint.
More exclusive.
Word.
Man, I can't wait till my line come out.
Wait for some pocket squares, y'all.
New yes, section sir. Leaders music every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
Yes, sir. We
check
just,
for that.
Nada just dropped.
Yes, sir. We just dropped another joint called Nada. Shout out to the homie Grits. That is Grits, myself, and Longevity. We're just making a lot of dope music and having a good time. So we appreciate everybody's support. That is going to wrap up episode 94. Remember to subscribe to our Patreon / New Old Heads site. We got a lot of great stuff going on. We just had a raffle today. We had someone win 2 hats and some wax.
Yeah.
A sign joint. And this
is just through random. We were just drawing names. So
yes.
y'all get down, be a part of the movement.
Shouts to the new patron.
Yes, sir.
Dwayne as well.
Dwayne, we appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining the squad.
Thank you to all of our other patrons.
Yes, sir. Coleman Dental, Printfinity. Bring down the band team backpack. We appreciate you all, and we will see you all next week. Peace.
Peace.
Holler at your boy, Danny Glover looking motherfucker.